running it out to the 25, about the 27 here for D.A.
He picks the ball up on the right hash, about the 10-yard line, brings it out almost to the 25 where they'll take off, take over first and 10.
Got a eight-man out-of-town score. This game started at noon today. Green goes to Newfield and wins 28-26 in a nail-biter.
Nice.
So just a little out-of-town score there. In that
another two-point game. We had the one last night with Norwich and Suss Valley.
Yeah, Norwich with a huge win over Suss Valley last night on the road, 14-12. And that came right down to the very end. Norwich had to, what, stop a two-point conversion,
pretty much.
Very cool. So we're back underway. Delhi leading 20-6. They're going right to left there in the maroon with the gray pants and the white helmets, and we're going to have a flag on the first play of the second half.
Coming out of halftime, you don't want to do that, but they are going to step them back 5 yards, so it'll be first down and 15.
And again, if you can, you know, want some more behind the scenes from any of these teams, just check out the Nate Law podcast. I don't want to pump my own tires here, but I more want you to listen to what the great things that the coaches had to say. Like I said, we had Jim Hoover and Adam Hoover on together. We've had I just had Alex Haight on my most recent episode, and his dad, Seth Haight, who's a great legend here at DA. We had Luke Brannigan on recently, quarterback from last year on that very good team. And I'm trying to get Coach Kelly to come on here soon. We've been trying to plan it for a couple months now, so we'll get there. Waiting for the snap here. Nealis is going to tuck it and run at the Delhi quarterback, and the Orange Crush right there to gang tackle and bring him down.
Yeah, he ran to the trip side. He had three wideouts over on the right-hand side, and I thought something was going to come up with a pass, but Brannigan took off, took off over to the right side, and he did not get, he might have lost a yard, so it'll be second down and 16.
Yeah, Nealis on the run there.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's been Brannigan for so many years.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Like we said, he's right down here at the end of the booth for us.
To the right of us.
Yeah, pretty cool. He's going to SUNY Cortland. He's a freshman this year and is helping out calling the plays, coming back on weekends. So that's cool. Wants to get into that for his future career as well. Here's a second down and long. They're going to throw over the middle. Pass is complete here. And pass goes to Angelo Kristen out to about the 35-yard line. Still short of a first down, but it's going to be third and very manageable here.
Yeah, definitely. Nice little play right there. Just a little slant pattern. Hit him right in the hands, and he did come up short of the first down sticks by like 4 yards, so it'll be third down and four. The ball is right about the 35.
10:35 to go here, third quarter. Delhi 20 and Walton 6. Walton seems pretty fired up right now on defense here. They want to try to get a stop, and the Orange Crush fans are into it as well on that far side. Waiting for the snap. Here is Nealis. Drops back, wants to throw, goes to the far side, passes incomplete. Underthrew it, fourth down coming.
Yeah, and that's really, really scary right there, because if that ball goes backwards, that's a fumble. But it looks like they blew it as an incomplete pass, so fourth down and four.
You wonder if Walton in the locker room said, look, Delhi scored late in the half, we're down 20-6, a lot of time left, but we cannot let them score on this first drive.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure Coach Hoover was, you know, in their ears pretty good there, and got them all fired up and everything, and they did a nice job, turned them over, and they're going to get the ball back here with a punt.
20 years ago, we lost 20-6. Don't let it happen again.
Yeah, that's right. There's the speech.
So waiting for the snap, and Delhi's going to punt this one away. They just get it off. Walton will receive back at the 35. They lost it. They're just going to have to fall, and the ball is loose. I think Delhi's got it. Let's see. Right on the 35-yard line. Officials are going to get together and confirm. Did they get it before it went out of bounds? No, Walton's got it.
Wow.
Walton's got it. Oh, boy, that was very close there. The ball basically came down. The receiver tried to catch it. It bounced off his chest. Yeah. It was on the turf. Delhi did get it, but so close to being out of bounds.
Yeah, it was really close. And, of course, that had to happen on the home side. So, Mr. Official is doing some explaining right now.
Yeah, that was right in front of the Delhi bench. And, you know, every coach there was like, I had the best view. That's a tough one.
Well, they might have had a better view, but have the authority.
Nope.
And the man in the striped shirt made that call.
Refs got together and made that call. So 10-10 to go, third quarter. Delhi leading 20-6, but here's Walton with the ball. They're going to try to run it up the middle here. with Xander Davies, good for about a yard.
Xander Davies on first down right through the center and guard on the right-hand side, good for a yard, second down and nine.
So I think this is a big drive here for Walton in this third quarter. If they could take their time, execute like they like to do, play Walton football, say they punch one in here, it's anybody's game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're only talking about a two-possession game here, so big series for the Crush.
So again, it's Delhi 20, Walton 6, 9.5 to go, third quarter. Got a flag on the play as Walton tries to run it off the left side of the line. Good for about 2 yards.
Called a false start against their Crush, so that's going to come back.
Yep, that one is coming back here. Walton's back in their huddle. Have they moved the ball, Tim?
No, they haven't. They're going to have to move because that referee has not faced it off yet.
Okay. So this is going to back them up here to about the, oh boy, it's going back, yeah, to about the 32 here, 33-yard line. And so that's where Walton will have a second down and about 12 to go. So 9.5 to go. Again, Delhi 20 and Walton 6. The Crush come up to the line here. One team, one town, one dream, as they like to say.
That's for sure.
You drive through Walton, it's plastered everywhere. And Dutcher tries to run to the outside. Nothing doing there as Delhi sniffed that one out. It's worked a couple of times for Walton, but Luke Sanford says no.
Yeah, Sanford did a really nice job. Did not give up outside contain. And if he does, I think Dutcher's running down the sideline. And nice play by that young man, number 74.
Yeah, Walton got some good yards off that once or twice in the first half. Since then, no. They have been able to really know when that was coming. 8:55 to go, third quarter. Delhi 20 and Walton 6. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you today on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Third down and 18 to go. Walton looking to run again with Deacon Phoenix, and he is swallowed up by that Delhi line. It's a mass of bodies in there, nowhere to go.
Yeah, and the last guy's in. They don't know if they're tackling the ball carrier or what, but they're still laying the leather.
Yeah, that would turn into quite the mountain of guys right there.
For sure.
So a fourth down coming, and Walton is going to have to punt this away. So they had all that energy, got that stop, but the offense stalls out, and it'll be Luke Schnabel back to receive at about midfield here for DA.
A couple plays for losses, and then also the penalty back Walton up, put him behind the sticks, so they are going to punt here.
Some good cloud cover coming in here,
yeah,
Tim, as that sun kind of disappeared.
See that.
I didn't look at the forecast. We'll have to check that, maybe see if we'll get any sprinkles here. It does kind of feel like it, but...
Well, according to Mrs. Cutting, she said it was 3 o'clock.
And a blocked punt here, scooped up by the Bulldogs, and they're going the wrong way. He ran the wrong way. He blocked the punt and then ran about 15 yards in the wrong direction.
Yeah. He caught that ball, and he was off to the races.
He was off to the races.
He didn't even think about which way he was going, but it's okay. It's Delhi ball.
Dakota Hoyt picked that ball up. Everybody was pointing the wrong way, pointing the other way. He was going the wrong way. Ran it back about 15 yards. Oh, you feel bad for him right there. That's like I've seen probably twice in my life. Someone shot a free throw. The guy got a rebound, put it in the wrong hoop. You know, it happens.
Oh, yeah, it does. And the other one I was always going to say was, you probably don't remember this because you're so darn young, but Leon Let It Be. Do you ever remember that play where the guy went into the end zone and the ball was just laying around and it was a snow-covered field and Leon Lett from the Dallas
Cowboys
dove on it and the ball went out of the end zone.
Oh,
and
no.
Safety.
Leon Let It Be. So here's a run for Delhi at the 50-yard line. Good for about 2 yards as they go right to left here. So back to your original point.
So even the pros can do it.
Even the pros can do it. So Mrs. Cutting said 3 o'clock, we're getting some rain?
That's what she told me.
Well, we'll check with Jim during a break, too.
She's the hometown meteorologist.
Well, we'll check with Jim during the break, too, but I'm sure these guys wouldn't mind a little spring to cool them off.
Yeah, it's definitely getting dark.
7:10 to go here in the third quarter. Delhi leads 20-6 over Walton after a blocked punt. This is good field position. Would have been a little better if they didn't go the wrong direction here for the Delhi Bulldogs. And we're going to have another flag here. The Hankies have been coming out. False start on the Bulldogs.
It's going to push them back 5 yards. It'll bring up second down and 15.
I think we are seeing some of that cramping here as we're seeing one of the Bulldogs here get stretched out by one of the trees. And it is Brocky with 6:55 to go here in the third quarter. I've heard several coaches say to their guys, whether it be soccer or football the last couple of days, make sure you're eating. Make sure you're drinking.
Yep.
Not soda.
Yeah, no.
Get that water in you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one thing I've learned in my old age is water, water, water.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a second down here, a swing to Schnabel. He's got the four. He's got the first down, 35-30. Schnabel pushed out of bounds at about the 25 here for DA. So it was a third and long, and they made him pay.
But there is a flag on the play, and it looks like it's coming back with a hold.
Oh, a hold against the Bulldog. Bring that one back. That's tough.
Yeah. And it was at the original line of scrimmage, so that's where that will be marked off from.
So that was actually a second and long. I misspoke.
Yeah.
Thought it was a third. So we're going to bring this back with 6:47 to go third quarter. Delhi 20, Walton 6.
Player down with a cramp on the field.
Yep, so the cramping has begun here in Delhi. And
must
so that
be
ball.
Something to do with these grass fields. I'm going to blame the grass
there
fields.
There we go. We can blame the grass. You know,
there's nothing worse, though, folks.
No.
They're awful.
It's tough.
I always say that, you know, if I was ever unable to move from my waist down, I would be able to, if I got a leg calf cramp or whatever, walk on my rear end because it just hurts so bad. It hurts so bad that you just jump out of your skin.
Yep. It's amazing how, as we have a timeout on the field here, we'll keep it right here for a moment. It's amazing how it can just stop you in your tracks.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. It just grabs you.
Yep. Yeah, reaches up and grabs you. I think we've all been there at one time or another, and it's a tough thing.
And so what's your remedy, Mr. Athlete? You know, you're a marathoner and all that stuff. What do you say?
I think number one is you really got to hydrate ahead of time, but pickle juice.
Okay,
I like the pickle juice.
Yeah, you know mine.
You're the mustard guy?
Yeah.
God, remember, it was 2 years ago.
Yep.
Packets. We were talking about it before, but these guys were taking the Heinz, the yellow can, and using it just like a squeeze bottle.
Like a water bottle. Yeah.
I could not believe that. I mean, I enjoy mustard, but not that much. Jeepers.
Not straight.
I mean, these guys were coming off the field like it was a Gatorade bottle and just hitting it, and I was like, oh, my goodness. So, looks like after the timeout, Delhi is going to have a second down and a country mile here, about a, what'd you say, second and 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Walton player that was down is up, so that's good for the crush.
Yeah, I'm a pickle juice guy. It's always seems to help. Delhi's going to throw long here out of the timeout. They got a man. It's complete to the 30. It's Brocky. Spins out of it to the 25, and he's wrestled down at the 21. Delhi had four receivers to the left. They left Brocky alone on the right. He gets it, and it's a first down.
They literally had five wideouts on that play, and for, like Nate said, over here to the left, and Brocky was over on his side all by himself, and I think by design that was to get him the one-on-one coverage, and it worked.
And
now Brocky's down.
Yeah, he had just been getting stretched out over here on the side, so I think his cramp might be back, and he's down over on the far side. 6.5 to go in the third. It's Delhi 20 and Walton 6. We're going to step away. We'll be right back on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, we're back. Injured player was Tanner after that nice, about a 20-yard reception. He did walk off under his own power. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, absolutely, good thing to see.
Because it looked like for a minute they were, you know, we thought maybe the cramp because he was just getting stretched out here, but, you know, it did look maybe like an ankle for a minute. We thought maybe a knee, but he seems to be walking pretty good right now. Either way, he gets that big first down there for Delhi with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Delhi leading 20-6. They'll hand off to the left side, and nowhere to go here, swallowed up by that orange crush. And that was Haight on the carry there.
Looks like he might have got back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be second down and 10.
And so another key drive here for Delhi. If they could put another 6 or 7 or 8 on the board here, it'll be pretty big, as the defense has stepped up nice today here for the Bulldogs after that early score for Walton. Clock continues to move down to 5:50 to go, third quarter. Thanks for listening out there today, everybody, on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Not sure where we'll be next week. I think it's looking like we'll have Delhi at Sydney next Friday night. As a handoff here to Schnabel in the backfield, nowhere to go. Again, the Walton defense is there. Schnabel did move forward a couple of yards, carrying a few guys on his back, but then he's brought down.
He did. He got hit, bounced off that, got hit again. Then the guy grabbed him, and he dragged him for like 2 yards in the backfield, and then the Warriors showed up to help out. Third down and about 14 yards for the first.
So about 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. See if I can get another update on that. Yeah, here we go. 27-11 now. Harpersville Afton over Sydney. About 3 minutes left in that game, or 3 minutes left in the third, I should say, in that game over in Harpersville. It started to rain over there, Tim, and they're talking about maybe a possibility of lightning. So
oh, no.
We hope not. Timeout is taken on the field by the Bulldogs. A third down and long when we come back. 4:49 to go in the third. Again, our score, Delhi 20, Walton 6 on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
And welcome back out of that timeout. This is going to be a third down and about 15 to go for Delhi as they go right to left. Ball is on their own 27. They're going to the air, looking for a receiver left side. The catch is there, but he's out of bounds.
That would have been a great catch, but and if he got his foot down, it would have been just absolutely a miracle. But, yeah, incomplete pass, so fourth down and 15.
Yeah, that was Angelo Kristen on the catch, but as Tim said, would have been great if he could have hauled it in, but that sideline wasn't his friend. So fourth and 15 here for the Bulldogs.
That would have definitely made the highlight reel if he got his foot down, that's for sure.
Yeah, and there have been a couple of TV cameras here today. I don't know if anybody still here. You know, they have to jet around to a whole bunch of different games, but I was talking to a few of them before the game. They said, we got to be here. It's Delhi-Walton. Big rivalry. I said, all right. So what brings you to this neck of the woods? I always like to tease those guys. Oh, you actually came up here to the big city, huh? So looking to throw across the middle here on fourth down, and it's a big sack for Walton. And that was batted down at the last minute. That was Kyle Miller coming through.
Yeah, I thought it was a sack as well, Nate, but the young man did get rid of the ball, but the line didn't get to him, so they just jumped up and batted the ball down. Good job.
So Walton, the defense holds, and the Warriors will get the ball. 4:39 to go, third quarter, Delhi 20. Walton 6. I shouldn't tease the TV guys. I'm glad they when they get up here.
Right.
So.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, it's like they come and they do what they have to do, and
yep.
They always have to come and ask you to take a picture of the program. Though I'm like,
we're the go-to guys, you
seriously.
Know.
You guys work for WBNG. Don't you know what the Raptors look like?
No, fault. There we go. Sorry about that. 4:39 to go here, third quarter. Walton's going to hand off here and look to run it up the gut across the 25 to the 30. Starting to see some raindrops now here, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. Something's moving in here, and we've been hearing that other areas are already experiencing rain, so we might have a wet fourth quarter.
Yeah, we had Harperzill check in and tell us they were getting some rain, so looking across the valley here, some of the clouds. Does look like maybe some rain is coming. I moved our unit there for a minute.
Yeah.
It got a little blippy on us, so...
And
sorry
I
about
think
that,
it's
folks.
Me, so I'm like looking to make sure it's not me.
All the technical difficulties here. So Walton's going to hand off now on a second down at about 5, and they'll pick up 4.
Yeah, let me close.
Out to about the 35-yard line here. Another big drive here for Walton. Can they put some points on the board as, the rain's starting to come in now.
Yeah. They definitely spotted it at the 35, which brings it up a yard short of the first down 6, 3rd and 1.
Clock is still moving down to 3:40 to go, third quarter. Delhi 20 and Walton 6. The Orange Crush with the ball going left to right. They're in the white tops with the orange pants, the orange helmets here today. They'll look to hand off left side. Good for a first down. Rumbling through that line across the 40 out to the 43. That looked like McLennan on the carry there.
Yeah, McLennan number 22 carried the ball from the left side of the interior line through to the backers. First down yardage, first and 10.
Out to about the 43-yard line now. Walton still chipping away here. And this is Ransom Dutcher, the junior quarterback under center. Wants to hand off again to Deacon Phoenix to the outside. Good stiff arm there. Turns the corner across the 50 to the 40. Pushed out of bounds there for Walton. And Deacon Phoenix doing the work of a man.
Yeah, real nice run right there by that young man. He just would not be denied. He says, you're coming to tackle me? Well, here's my hand right in the middle of your helmet.
Boom.
And just stiff-armed him, as Nate said. Good for first down yardage, and the ball is now spotted at about the 37-yard line of Delhi.
Yeah, Walton is moving it into Delhi territory, as Tim said, with 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Delhi leads 20-6. We haven't had a score in the third quarter yet so far. This was our halftime score. So a first and 10 for Walton. They'll look to run it up the middle again. Good for about 5 yards. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile. And it's McLennan once again for the Warriors.
Double deuces. McLennan with a nice carry on first down. It's going to bring up second down and 6.
And so this is probably the best we've seen the Warriors move the ball since early in the game. What do you think, Tim?
They like the mud. And I think we're going to have some here pretty quickly.
Yeah, it looks like not a hard rain yet, but we'll see what comes up over the hill as Walton will hand off here. A good tackle there by Owen Haight And he is able to bring down Cameron Stanton, who was the ball carrier for Walton.
We hadn't said 24's name in a long time, but I'll tell you what, he's made two fantastic tackles, and that was another one. He doesn't make that tackle in space. We might have another score.
So this is going to be a third down and about five to go as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Wind's starting to pick up a little bit here too, Tim. We'll see if that affects...
And it's blowing it right into the press box.
Yeah. See if it affects the passing game at all. Walton keeps it on the ground on a third and short. They need five. I'd say they got about four maybe. It's going to be really close across the 30 to the 26.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Good for a couple yards and is going to make it fourth down. Warriors really need to get this first down on this carry.
Yeah, big fourth down here for Walton. They're deep in Delhi territory. They've had a good drive so far. The crowd's starting to get to their feet on Delhi. They want to stop with a buck and a half to go here, fourth quarter. Dutcher hands off to McLennan, and he's going to push the pile forward. He needed one, and I'd say he got about five down to the 20.
Yeah, real nice run right there by number 22 between the left guard and the left tackle. Good for first down yardage. Ball now spotted at the 22-yard line of Delhi.
1:20 to go, third quarter. Again, still our score is 20-6. DA on top of Walton here at Dave Kelly Field in Delhi. As the sun is still kind of out, but it is raining, and it is kind of cloudy all at the same time. As Walton will hand it off here, they're going to just stick to this ground and pound. Cross the 20 to about the 19 here.
It looks like they actually heard the ball word again out there, so maybe there was a fumble, but it did get a yard on the play, so second down and nine.
You got to wonder, with this light sprinkle now, is that ball going to get slippery?
Definitely. Hands get wet, hard to hold on to.
40 seconds to go here, third quarter. Delhi 20, Walton 6. Walton trying to maybe get this back to a one-score game. McLennan again across the 20 to the 15, and he's been the real workhorse on this drive.
I was just getting ready to say the same thing. He definitely has been the workhorse on this drive, off to the right side this time. Picks up about 6 yards, brings up third down and three.
Only 20 seconds to go. Clock is still ticking here in the third quarter at DA. I think we're going to see one last play here for the Orange Crush. Line is set. There's the snap. And this will be a run across the 10 to about the 8. Good for a first down. And that was Stanton once again on the run.
Yeah, nice little play right there, too. Walton's offensive line has really come alive here in the last part of this third quarter and really moving the line of scrimmage for the running backs, and they're getting yards and chunks.
So Walton is going to let that last few seconds tick off. Fourth quarter coming up. Walton's on the drive. They trail Delhi 20-6. Fourth quarter on the way here on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831. For Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
Welcome back as we start the fourth quarter here in Delhi. Here is another score lead. Harper's Lafton leads Sydney 33-11 with 12 minutes remaining. Also told by one of our WCDO weather sources that we have some storms heading right for us here in Delhi.
Okay. Well, you can definitely see over to the right of us that it is getting dark.
Yeah, getting dark over there. So, you know, the hope is I think you get through these 12 minutes and pack it up and call it a day.
Yeah, so when Walton gets to the line of scrimmage, it will be first and goal to go at about the 9.
Yeah, we've flipped ends of the field. So Walton is now going right to left, and it's a first and 10 with the ball on at the Delhi 10. It's weird right now. We got clouds, the sun is still out, and we got some rain. A little bit of everything here at DA. Here's the snap. They'll go right back to McLennan, right back to where they left off in the third quarter. A run that pushes the pile to about the five-yard line.
Yep, McLennan off the right-hand side between the guard and tackle. Gets the 3 yards from there, so it'll be second down from the six. Yep.
So again, our score is Delhi 20 and Walton 6. Walton has not scored since the first quarter, when quarterback Ransom Dutcher got out on a little bit of a scramble and had a 65-yard touchdown run. That opened the scoring at 6-0 for Walton. Since then, it's been all Delhi. Walton trying to answer back here. McLennan rumbles forward. That's good for an orange crush. Walton Warriors touchdown.
Nice little play right there. Glad to see that young man got the 6 points right there, because I'll tell you what, folks, he has been, as Nate said, a workhorse on this last few minutes in the third quarter and the start of the fourth. He's been the guy to go to, and they're going for two.
So this would cut it to a one-score game. Well, it is a one-score game currently. 11:19 to go in the fourth. It's right now Delhi 20, Walton 12. Warriors pull up to the line looking to go for two. Can the Bulldogs get a stop here? Ransom, Dutcher under center, hands off to McLennan. He got tripped up in the backfield, goes down, and so our score is going to be 20-12. With 11:19 to go in the fourth, Delhi's going to get the ball when we come back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
20-12 is the score. Delhi football on top of Walton with 11:20 to go in the fourth quarter here at Delaware Academy today. It's Nate Law and Tim Cutting. We are glad to have you along as we try to wrap this ball game up here before this storm rolls in. Let's hope that it holds off. Walton with a touchdown by Anthony McLennan. Little line drive kick is fielded here by the Bulldogs. Out to the 40, to the 45, they're in Delhi territory. Sam Davis with a good little return.
Yeah, Sam Davis, one of the second-line receivers, catches the ball and carries it good for about 5 yards. That's where they will take over first and 10.
Yeah, very nice play there. And you think Walton was rolling the dice a little bit, hoping for one of those really crazy hops.
Real good hands by that young man, because that ball was hit pretty hard.
And so this is where Delhi will take over. Now, Tim, if you're the Bulldogs here, are you thinking we're in control? Let's just do what we do. We got lots of time. Or are you kind of like, we got to score here. Let's go.
I think they're going to continue doing what they've been doing. But keep in mind that Walton has turned them back in this half both times.
Yeah, the Walton defense has really stepped up here since the halftime break. A run to the outside is going nowhere. The Orange Crush defense breaking through that line and making a big-time tackle. That was Blaine Klinger blowing that play up.
Yeah, Blaine Klinger was a fantastic play. Got rid of his blocker and just absolutely buried the back for about a 5-yard loss, so second down and 15.
I don't know if it's adjustments, something they saw on tape at the half, but this Walton defense has really stepped it up here second half.
Yeah, they definitely have done something different, because Delhi in this half hasn't really had the answer.
To us, it doesn't look any different, any sort of formation or anything, but they've just been able to get to the ball a lot quicker here. A run on second down, good for just a couple of yards, but still it's going to be a third down and long. That was McLennan that was in on the tackle there, as well as Cameron Stanton.
Third and 13 for the Bulldogs on this play right here, and the ball is spotted at about the 42. 42.
To me right now, Tim, Walton just looks real hungry. They look very hungry.
I mean, and you said it right off the bat. They came out of the second half after the halftime They look like a totally different team.
10 minutes to go. Clock is running. Delhi 20, Walton 12. Chance of defense here from the Orange Crush sideline on the far side of the track. This is going to be a third down and about 13 to go, and we're going to have a flag on the play.
Another delay of game?
Yeah, delay of game against the Bulldogs. So they're going in the wrong direction.
Yes, they are.
So again, just in case you were wondering here, we did have some out-of-bound scores to pass along. Green wins an eight-man action over Newfield, 28-26. And then let's see, we do have another update out of Harpersville. A pick six and a two-point conversion gives Harpersville Afton a 41-11 lead over Sydney with about 9.5 to go in that ball game. So Harpersville Afton, the real deal.
So both of those teams can put points on the board, meaning Newark Valley and Harpersville Afton. And I'll tell you what, that'll be a great game.
Yeah, sure will. Third down and long here. They're going to go to Ryan Wilson. Breaks a tackle. Gets to the 40, 45, 50. And he's going to have a first down into Walton territory at the 45. A huge run there by the junior tailback, Ryan Wilson.
Ryan Wilson with a real nice play right there. Made a great move in the open field and then absolutely ran over a Walton tackler.
That was huge because it really felt like Walton was grabbing all the momentum. Mm-hmm. And just with one run, boom, crowd's back into it, and the Bulldogs are back into it.
Yeah, and you mentioned that about the crowds, and I'll tell you what, it's definitely gotten a lot louder here.
Mm-hmm. And we look on the Delhi sideline, I think a couple different guys are dealing with cramp issues here. We see Brocky still walking around. We've seen Owen Haight trying to get stretched out and massaged. Haight's going to go back into the game here, but again, on these tough, hot days like this, definitely difficult. We do have a down player on the far side. It's a Delhi player. So we're going to step away for an injury timeout. 9:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's Delhi 20, Walton 12 here on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
Injured player on the far side is walking off here, and I believe it is Ryan Matthews, I think, or Ryan Wilson, excuse me.
Holding his lower abdomen.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to wonder, is that ribs? Is it?
Yeah, did he get popped on that run? Boy, that was a heck of a run.
Yeah. And the Bulldogs needed it. He gave it to him, but he paid the price.
Yeah. So we'll hope that Ryan Wilson is okay here with 9:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Delhi 20 and Walton 12. And so the Bulldogs will trot out here and pick the ball up in Walton territory. Again, going left to right at the 44-yard line. They're in the maroon with the gray pants and the white helmets today. Walton's in the white tops with the orange helmets and the orange pants. And a run up the middle here for the Bulldogs. With Sam Davis, good for a yard or two.
Yeah, Sam Davis on first down gets about it two yards on the up second down and eighth. Ball is spotted just outside the 40-yard line of the Walton Crush.
Delhi taking their time, getting the play from the sideline. Both these teams really about trying to execute to the best of their ability. With this clock moving down here, Delhi will waltz up to the line. A second down and seven as we hit 9 minutes to go, fourth quarter here at DA. Sky's continuing to get dark. Here's the snap. And they'll try to run it up the middle. A good fake. Boy, you can tell that grass is getting slippery now. A couple of guys were just sliding forward for 2 or 3 yards. This is going to bring up about a third down and three, as that was Davis on the carry again.
Yeah, Davis was a nice little play right there, but he's hobbling off now on his own power.
Actually, that's one of the linemen.
Yeah, that's the lineman, yeah.
That's
wow,
Luke Sanford.
He was that far up the field.
Well, Stanford looked like he almost did a split. He kind of had his foot stuck, and he was sliding along with the play. I think he's okay, but that was tough.
Anytime that happens where your leg gets stretched out behind you like that, so you think about the groin.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. We'll hope that he's all right as he's trying to walk it off on the sidelines here. This will be a third down and short. They'll go back to Davis. First down and more for Davis across the 25 to the 20. Keep his legs moving to the 10, to the 5. That's a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown. Davis is
nice
fired up.
Right there. Yeah, real nice play. Ran it off to the left side, but in between the tackle and the guard on that side. Never really got touched till he got to the linebackers, and then the safety missed, and he walked into the end zone. 6 points for Delhi.
Davis had not run the ball until pretty much this drive, and he comes up with a touchdown.
Give him the ball. Feed him.
He was the one that had that quick return on that kickoff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And did a good job, and after that, they gave him the ball a couple times, and pays off for six. Delhi leads 26-12 with 8 minutes to go.
They rewarded him for not fumbling that kickoff.
And now they will be doing the extra point duties here for the Bulldogs. Snap is high. Hold is good. Up and through for Luke Schnabel. Delhi leads 27-12. 8:04 to go, fourth quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your home is one of your greatest assets. Unlock its value with a home equity line of credit from SFCU. You can use the equity in your home for repairs, upgrades, vacations, unexpected expenses, or pretty much anything you need. Home equity lines of credit start at 3.25% APR for well-qualified members. See our website for full details. A home equity line of credit from SFCU. Unlock the value in your home today. Visit sfcuonline.org for more information. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
Just about 8 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's Delhi 27, Walton 12. After a 25-yard touchdown run by Sam Davis, and the extra point was good, gives this Bulldogs that 27-12 lead here midway through the fourth quarter. Kickoff from Delhi rolls out of bounds at about the Walton 15-yard line, and the Warriors will be taking over again, and they're going to have to try to score some points quickly.
Yeah, this is where you're going to have to definitely amp up your speed of play, and they do have three timeouts, so you know they have the ability to stop the clock if they need to, but they're definitely going to have a little sense of urgency here.
And so the Warriors will get this ball. See where the spot is after that ball rolled out of bounds.
It's a 35.
Yep, out to about the 35-yard line here. That's where Walton will take over. And so the Orange Crush, they've played a really good second half. No matter how this ends, they've put in a lot of effort here. You got to give them some credit.
Yeah, definitely. They battled back to get it to a one-possession game, and then Delhi had an answer for them.
So 8:04 to go. Warriors trying to get set. Maybe get another score, get back in this game. They're going to go to the air. The pass is complete, and the Warriors are going to go for six right from midfield. Ransom Dutcher lofts one up, and that is a 60-yard touchdown pass for the Walton Warriors. And just like that, they're back in it.
Yeah,
and that was Parker McDonald.
And it happened fast, too. We're just talking about sense of urgency. Well, let's throw a 65-yard touchdown pass.
Wow. And that was just a one-on-one battle on the outside. McDonald won it, and there was nobody else there to get him.
Yeah, and I think Delhi was running somebody out late, and I think they caught them off guard there.
Well done. The Hoovers don't miss a thing, do they? 7:54 to go in the fourth, and just like that, it is Delhi 27, Walton 18, and the Warriors are going to go for two here.
But two things on that play, obviously the catch and the run for the 6 points, but what a nice throw that was.
Yeah, great throw by Dutcher. Just lofted it up where only his guy could get it. And now they go for two. And they need this, and they're going to get it. They'll run it up the middle, straight through the pile with Anthony McClellan. And don't blink now, folks. So this game is not over. Delhi 27, Walton 20, 7:54 to go. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Landers Funeral Home home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
Here's the kickoff from Walton that's going to go through the back of the end zone and be a touchback here with 7:54 to go fourth quarter. It's Delhi 27, Walton 20, and the Orange Crush have got that energy back.
Yeah, they definitely do, and it's getting loud again here at this field, Dave Kelly Field. And tell you what, that kick right there, you just said it, went through the end zone. Perfect timing of that kick, because it felt like there was a gust right behind him. And they'll get the ball at the 20-yard line.
Delhi scored. Walton answered right back. A one-play, 65-yard pass from Ransom Dutcher to Parker McDonald. Let's see what the Bulldogs have here. This has become a real slugfest in this fourth quarter.
Remember that one play in the first half with the Bulldogs where they ran the reverse and caught Walton off guard?
Yes.
Might be a good time to do that again.
Yeah, we've seen that once or twice today, and it's worked to perfection. And a little swing around wing side as Delhi goes left to right, and the Warriors are right there to sniff it out, nowhere to go.
Yeah, real nice job made the running back come back into the field of play by the end. Did not lose outside contain, and there his interior linebackers were waiting for the runner. Get him for a loss of about 2, second down and 12.
Yeah, Schnabel had nowhere to go there. Swallowed up by the Orange Crush. And the Orange Crush are continuing to motion over to their fans. They want the noise. Mm-hmm. They want to make this hard here on the Bulldogs, even on their home field. Walton always travels well. A good contingent of Orange Crush fans on the far side getting to start to get some chance in there. 7:05 to go here in this fourth quarter. Here's the snap, and boy, it was a bobbled handoff. Just holding on to it was Ryan Wilson, but he's brought down.
Wow, Wilson did a really nice job to recover that ball because he was going into the line of scrimmage scrambling for the ball, but he did get back to the original line of scrimmage, third down and 10.
Ball at the 20-yard line. Third down and 10. 6:40 to go. Clock continues to run. And Tim, you said, what's our timeout situation? Walton has 3 and Delhi has 2?
Yep, that's correct.
So still a lot of timeouts left in this ball game. Big play here on this third down for Delhi. Walton fans making a lot of noise. Delhi fans making a lot of noise. Great
clapping
energy.
Out. Oh, there's the bells.
There's the bells. And here on third down, Delhi's looking to throw. Walton brings the blitz. Nealis gets outside. He's going to pick up the first down. And a couple
of
yards.
No. Another one. Block in the back after he had already crossed the past the stick.
Oh, boy.
That's going back.
Let's see. Yeah, that was a great run by Nealis. And he got taken. You know, he got flushed out of the pocket there. He had to run.
Yeah, personal foul.
Oh, boy. That's a tough break. Tough break there for the Bulldogs. Coaching staff looks frustrated. That would have saved the day right there. A great run.
Would have extended the drive, and now they're going to get pushed back. Now, I believe this is spot, so it'll be probably third down and 16.
Yeah, boy, they're marking it off, and it's just going more in the wrong direction here. 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. We're here at Dave Kelly Field. Delhi 27, Walton 20.
Pretty close.
Boy, third down.
13, 14.
Yeah, 13 or 14 to go here.
After they had already got the first down, and it was right. I mean,
yep.
You hate to see that, but
he was. You know, his heart was in the right place, mm-hmm. trying to spring his quarterback free, but wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, and did it right in front of the field judge.
6 minutes to go. Third down and a country mile here for the Bulldogs. Nealis, the QB, is in the shotgun. He's got a receiver open, and it is complete. Good for the first down at the 40 to the 50. Across the 40 to the 30, still on his horse and running, and this is going to be a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown.
80 yards, folks.
80 yards to Kenny Rasmussen. Huge play. We got a flag.
Now we got a flag on the sideline. That'll be after the thing, I'm sure. It'll just be assessed on the kickoff. But.
Excessive celebration there on the Bulldogs. But an 80-yard touchdown catch and run there by Kenny Rasmussen, his first catch of the day.
Another really good thrown ball right there, and nice play by the receiver to go up and high point it and catch it, and then just beat the would-be chaser all the way to the end zone.
5:38 to go in the fourth, and Delhi leads 33-20. And he was wide open.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's almost like the play for
Walton. Yeah.
You know, it was one-on-one on the outside, and the receiver just ran by the defender.
And so they're going to go for the extra point here.
Then they'll probably, unless they warned him, I mean, he threw the flag, but unless they warned him, they'll assess it on the kickoff.
Yeah, I think that's what happened based on the reaction from the sideline.
Did you catch that?
Yeah. One of the coaches was...
I think somebody got in your
face. Yeah, he was kind of fired up right there. 5:38 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi 33, Walton 20. Delhi's going to go for two here. And waiting for the snap. And Nealis will go to the right side, wants to throw, and it's complete for Luke Schnabel. Two-point conversion is good, so it's Delhi 35, Walton 20. 5:38 to go. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days, and top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they now stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Face masks, linen tree greeting cards, and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
High School Sports on WCDO.
Just had a nice note during the break that Rasmussen, who just scored that touchdown, might be his first career touchdown. He was a soccer guy, came over this year to play football, and what a way to do it if that is his first career touchdown.
Awesome.
So, Tim, you were saying that was just a warning, it looks like.
Yep, because they spotted the kickoff at the 40 like they normally do. And I'm just guessing that they warned the Delhi Bulldogs sideline these celebrations on the field.
And so the kickoff is fielded by Walton. They're going to fall on it at about the 25. So 5:37 to go, fourth quarter, Delhi 35, Walton 20. Walton have one more trick up their sleeve here, Tim. Let's see.
We'll find out here in just a few seconds, and I'll tell you what. This is all of a sudden change, because remember how we were saying they're both so comfortable with just grounding it out and just running the ball and taking their time and so on and so forth. All of a sudden we have 65-yard touchdown pass and an 80-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, not anything we were expecting, for sure. So Delhi with a 15-point lead, 35-20. And here is Walton again trying to hurry things up. They'll run up the middle looking for a hole, and it's just a big mass of tacklers there to bring down the Walton running back.
Lito is number 22. He might have got 1 yard on this play. So we'll see what happens when they move the stick. Yep, we're going to say he gave him one. Second down and nine.
It looks like it was Davies on the carry.
Okay.
Good for about one. And so that clock continues to move down to 5 minutes to go. 35-20 here with 5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. It's going to be a second down and nine. A Delhi defense trying to clamp down here and get a win. Walton's going to throw. They have a receiver open, but it's just off the fingertips of Parker McDonald. He didn't have the magic that time. Good coverage by Delhi's Luke Schnabel.
Yeah, Schnabel got beat right off the bat, but he made a nice job of getting back to the receiver just in time. And ball falls incomplete, third down and nine.
Delhi trying to sniff this out here and get that ball back and maybe just chew up the rest of this clock. On a day where they honored the 2001 New York State Class C football championship team, a nice group of those guys got honored at halftime hard to believe, 20 years.
That's crazy.
I mean, I can remember that happening, and it does not seem that long ago. I guess that's life for you, right? So here is Walton on a third down and long. We got a flag on the play. They're going to throw. Pass is complete. Out to the 50. First down to the 40. There's Parker McDonald again. Walton showing some talent through the air, but let's see what this flag is.
Let's see what they're calling false
start. A nice play, a great throw,
And
a great catch. I mean, he put it just over the shoulder where only McDonald could get it.
And the thing is he was rolling to his left, so that really is a really good technique thing for that quarterback to square up his shoulders and make such an accurate throw, only to have it come back because of a false start.
Yeah, that was great. Really nicely done, but unfortunately for Walton, it's going to come back, and it's those little type of plays right there this late in the game. Really hurts.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, it's funny because we talked about it last night. Remember how we said the false starts usually stop before the ball is snapped and everything, and all of a sudden they're happening and the play goes on, you know? So I'm wondering if maybe something different than a false start.
Yeah.
Same signal.
We'll have to
ask some officials.
Yeah, we'll have to ask what that is.
Because they let the play go.
Two or three of those last night where we thought it should have been maybe dead, and they did get a playoff. So here is Walton looking to hand off now on a third down and long.
Oh.
Throw over the middle again, just off the outstretched fingertips of Blaine Klinger. Otherwise, he might have been gone.
Yeah, he was wide. First back through was wide open, ran right by the linebackers and past the safety. And if he catches that ball, like Nate said, we might have another long touchdown reception.
4.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter at Dave Kelly Field in Delhi. Delhi leading 35-20. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We do record all these games, so we'll have it up in our game audio archive.
No.
And just we'll probably have those up by or Monday, as we'll have a timeout taken here, it looks like. So you can always go back and listen to these games free of charge, courtesy of SFCU. We're going to step away. Timeout on the field by Walton, and we'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
And we just missed the play of the year, folks, and that is my fault right there. Walton just went to punt. It went over the punter's head into the end zone. The punter went back, picked it up, threw it to midfield, and a completion is there for Walton until they get the first down.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I decided to take an extra commercial there, and that will always come back to haunt you, folks.
Oh, my goodness. That was just absolutely amazing. It looked like it could be a safety or anything like that, and the punter made a nice throw and great catch.
Well done. Well done. Now Walton going to throw here on a first down, and that pass is incomplete. They actually had a different quarterback in there. It wasn't Ransom Dutcher. It was Cameron Stanton that came in, and he was the one that just threw that. I mean, he winged that thing on the punt from the end zone out to about the 45, ended up being about a 50-yard completion.
Yeah, I would say he threw the ball probably somewhere between the 5 and 10. Yeah, that was
well
nice
done.
Nice throw.
I thought he was even maybe farther back than that.
Maybe.
So Stanton is still in at QB. Ransom Dutcher, the old QB, is out to the outside, but it's picked off. He tried to go to Ransom Dutcher. And it was intercepted by Logan Nealis of Delhi.
Yeah, nice little play right there. The play just before, it was almost the same play. He got blocked and didn't get to the ball, but that time he got denied, made a diving catch for the interception, and might have just ended the day.
Wow, so after all that, Walton stayed alive with that wacky punt play. And, you know, Tim, every time they had a punt go awry today, they were able to save themselves.
Yep, the one time it went over the punter's head, he did a really nice job, got the ball, found the way to kick it away. This time he throws the ball 45, 50 yards in the air, caught, first down, and then turn it over on the offense, turns it over.
And so this will be Delhi with the ball at midfield, looking to just chew some clock. They go to Sam Davis as they go left to right across the 50 to the 45. And now the Bulldogs just trying to be smart here, Tim.
Yep, they're definitely going to take their time. They're going to use the clock. They're going to keep the ball on the ground and make Walton use those timeouts when they have to, and then play just normal Delhi football. Second down and 5, ball spotted on the 45-yard line of the Walton Crush.
3:50 to go. Fourth quarter, Delhi with a 15-point lead, 35-20. What an entertaining second half. It was 20-6 at the break. No scoring in the third quarter, and then it's been an explosion here in the second quarter. It was 20-12, 27-12, 27-20, and now 35-20. Delhi on a second down, goes right back to Davis. He hits the pile, going to be good for a first down. They might have found a new running back here in Sam Davis.
Straight ahead. What, you know, you want to talk about a bulldog. Look at that kid.
He looks like a bulldog.
He does. He looks just like
he walks like a bulldog.
Yeah, he does. He just absolutely is that ball type of body style, whatever you want to call it, and he just runs hard and gets, you know, I'm going to throw a name out there that you might not know. Mr. Oliver.
He's
played here for years and years for Coach Kelly. Actually played at BC.
Reminds you of him?
Jeff Oliver.
Yeah.
Bigger. I mean, he was taller.
Yeah. I've heard a lot about him.
Yeah.
He's somebody I'd like to chase down for the podcast sometime.
Yeah, he'd be a good one.
Run up the middle to the 35 by Sam Davis again. They're going to give it to him the rest of the way. A sophomore getting his first chances on varsity here.
Doing a nice job.
Yeah. 2:40 to go here, fourth quarter. Wow, played at BC, huh?
Yeah.
So many guys on those Walton and Delhi teams went on and had some good college, like big-time college success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
They definitely did. And, I mean, you don't think of it coming from this area, but they do. Look at Mike Christie.
Yeah.
Pat Simon. You know, all those guys went on to play football in college.
My interview with Mike Christie, I just did it a couple weeks ago. It's on the Nate Law podcast. It was great. You know, I'm always bugging people to go listen, but that's one that's definitely worth listening to with all the journey that he had. And here's Davis again pushing the pile forward across the 30 to the 29 as we hit 2 minutes to go.
He gets up, just shakes his head, and runs back to the huddle. He says, give it to me again.
Give me another one, Coach.
Feed me.
Yeah, he's hungry right now. And Delhi.
And what was the catalyst for that young man? What? When did he start getting the ball?
He got it right after that kickoff.
Yeah. They said, hey, you make that catch, we're going to give you the ball.
I don't know if, you know, it would have worked out that way anyways. I'm not sure, but, geez. He's had a great fourth quarter here. So 1:44 to go here, fourth quarter. Delhi 35, Walton 20. And Delhi driving, ball is at the Walton 30-yard line. Delhi wants to take a timeout here. Nealis saw something, wants to talk things over. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back with our score, Delhi 35, Walton 20 on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, it looks like we're going to finish this game without any real weather issues, Tim, as Delhi has a 35-20 lead with just over a minute to go here as they come back out onto the field. Great effort by both these teams. High-quality Saturday afternoon local high school football game.
Yeah, definitely. Just exactly what we expected it to be, close and everything. And it looked like Delhi was going to run, you know, put some more points on and make it a three-possession game and possibly lock it up, but Walton answered back and did a good job, and we've had a lot of exciting plays.
Minute and a half to go. I believe we'll be seeing these Delhi Bulldogs again next Friday night at Sydney as long as everything holds true. You never know in today's world, week to week, how things are going to go. A handoff to Davis here, left side, gets wrapped up by that Walton line. And I just say that because a lot of people are saying, hey, what game are you doing this week or that week? And, it's weeks down. And I said, with the way things are right now, we just got to wait it out, take it week by week, and one game at a time.
It's hard to make a decision.
It is.
And you have to, you know, like I said last night, adapt and overcome.
Yep. Well, we didn't know. We were planning to do UV Unitego last
right,
night.
Right.
We didn't know until Thursday what the real status of that game was. So you're kind of just on pins and needles. You're planning backups. You're testing everything at two places, hoping that you can get one of those games in. So it's kind of a lot of prep work just to make sure that you get it to Friday and Saturday and everything goes smooth. So another run here on second down with 40 seconds to go. Another run for Davis, good for a yard.
Yeah, number 44 again with the ball, doing a nice job just picking up those hard, you know, 1-2 yards on a carry, maybe 3 or 4 sometimes, but he's done a really good job in this fourth quarter.
You want to make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game awards coming up here for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. As we have 15 seconds left here, and it'll just be one last knee here for the Delta High Bulldogs, a 35-20 victory over their rival Walton in one of the oldest, richest rivalries in New York State football history. First game was back in 1892. The Bulldogs get it done in 2021. We'll be right back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Delaware Academy. A 35-20 victory for Delhi over Walton as both teams get into their post-game routine. I do like they went through the line. Instead of doing handshakes, they were bumping elbows here. Just a lot of respect between these two programs, the coaching staffs. I know they like to get after it on the field, but a lot of mutual respect after the game. You love to see that.
Yeah, definitely. Once they cross that little white line out there, you know, it's all business. But once it's over, you know, these kids spend a lot of time in AAU and stuff like that together, mm-hmm. and they get to know each other very well. And when it's game's over, they're all friends again.
Let's give out our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes 3 years in a row. And rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. You could go a lot of different ways with this here today, Tim, as we have every score today was scored by somebody different for Walton or for Delhi.
That's funny.
There's a lot of different options here for outstanding offense. I think I'd like to go with DA quarterback Logan Nealis. He was kind of the catalyst. They got everything going. He was the one making the passes, organizing the offense. I just thought he was a great game manager today for DA.
Great word for him, or great expression for him, game manager. He did exactly that. You know, he kept the team in the game and just actually ran the clock, really the play clock I'm talking about, really, really well. They did have a couple of delay games, but sometimes that happens, you know, but especially when there's no clock to see. But Milos did a really nice job and then came up big for Delhi.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. I'd like to go Owen Haight here. You know, he had that monster hit to pop out of fumble. He just seemed to be everywhere, making tackles, making plays. Let's give Owen Haight our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award.
Totally read my mind. I mean, he did. He had a couple of really bone-crushing hits early in the game, and one to actually start it off the game, caused the fumble, as Nate said, and Delhi recovered the ball, took it down, and scored.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I'd like to go with Walton quarterback Ransom Dutcher on this. I thought he was tremendous. He had that 65-yard touchdown run. A couple of those throws were just absolute dimes. He was great today.
Yeah, definitely. The young man did a really nice job for the Crush, and they'll be back, you know, and there's other teams that they have to play, and you can't take them lightly because they're just so good at executing, and Dutcher did a really nice job today.
Yeah, so that is our three awards, and just to break it down, here were the touchdown scores today. Ransom Dutcher for Walton, Logan Nealis for Delhi, Tanner Brockie for Delhi, Ryan Wilson for Delhi, Anthony McLennan for Walton, Sam Davis for Delhi, Parker McDonald for Walton, and Kenny Rasmussen for Delhi. It's not all, usually we see a lot of guys scoring three touchdowns, so a lot of balance
today.
Well,
we talked about it last night in Bainbridge. We thought possibly all those touchdowns that Newark Valley scored were people.
Yeah.
And I asked you, and you said, nope. Isn't right, which is usually what happens. He corrects me all the time, so it's okay. It's all right. That's why he's here. But to have every single score today be by a different person for both teams?
Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
that was cool. Very cool. Well, that's going to wrap it up here today. Delhi football defeats Walton 35-20 on Dave Kelly Field here at Delaware Academy. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Sydney on Main Street at the WCDO studios. Also to Craig Stevens for helping out today and this week with both of our games. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Law. We'll see you next Friday night. As long as things hold true, I believe we will have Delhi at Sydney next Friday night. So we'll scope those things out for you. Check out WCDOsports.com for our schedule. I try to keep what games we're doing right there on the website so you can keep tabs on that. So again, final score, Delhi 35, Walton 20. We'll see you later on WCDO.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222-CR, Norwich.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask. Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I